Hello, we're reading the peace on page 274. You can find the text on KabbalahMedia.info or Kabbalah.info.
כתפי בעל הסולם, עמוד 413, תור א', פסקה ראשונה. ובהמבואר יגלה לכל אמיתות.
And now all will see the truth in the words of the prophet, in the prophecy of peace. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid. And he reasoned that earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Thus, the prophet conditions peace in the whole world with the filling of the whole world with the knowledge of God. Just as we have said above, that tough egoistic resistance between people along which international relationships deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor sick is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the melody and agony, and the voices rise up to the sky, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept his burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning that they will aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to his purpose as he has planned for them prior to creation. And when they do that, it is plain to see that with his work, all envy and hatred will be abolished for humanity, as I have shown above. This is because then all members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of God are one and the same thing.
If so, of course we have no choice but to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, because only through the knowledge from the wisdom of Kabbalah can humanity advance towards the good and come out of all this bad.
Immediately following, the prophet says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth." Thus we learn that world peace comes immediately before the gathering of the diaspora. Now you can understand the words of our sages at the end of Masechet Oktzin. The Creator did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace, as it says. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall bless his people with peace. Seemingly, one should wonder at that allegory, a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel. And also, how does one conclude that from these words? But these words become clear to them, like the prophecy of Isaiah, that world peace precedes the gathering of the diaspora. This is why the verse says, "The Lord shall give strength to his people," that in the future, when the Creator gives his people strength, meaning eternal restoration, then the Lord shall bless his people with peace. This means that he will first bless his people Israel with peace in the whole world, and then he will set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. Our sages said about the reason for the words, therefore the blessing of peace and the world or the whole world precedes the strength, meaning the redemption, because God did not find the vessel to hold the blessing for Israel, but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, as bestowed, as it is written in the explanation of the words, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests," in the essay, Tarvut. And we see it from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessing that God has sworn to our fathers. And this is why they said, God did not find the vessel to hold the blessing, meaning thus far Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for all eternity has not yet been fulfilled, because world peace is the sole vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Questions?
What does world peace mean?
Wholeness. Wholeness. It's not that the peace of the world where there is peace and no corporeal world. Rather, wholeness, meaning connection with the Creator, cannot come to people, to humanity, before Israel acquires the method of correction, before they disseminate that method of correction to the whole world, and by that they themselves connect in the correct way, because their connection has to be in according to how much they serve the world, and not that they have connection and that's it. There's no such thing. We're not disconnected. Israel means those who are drawn towards Yeshakel in order to bestow. So it can't be that I assemble and I build a system in order to bestow without having the object of bestowal. I have to receive an impression from there. I have to receive the deficiency from the world, what the world needs. Don't remove yourself from the public, as it's written. That according to the integration with the nations of the world, you receive their deficiency, their ability, this mutual feeling that you're together with them. And then accordingly, you feel in what do you need to excel, in what do you need, what do you need to correct yourself in order to pass to them the force of correction.
So it's not about peace like what we hear in the news that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, the world is like a barrel of dynamite, but it wouldn't do any good to take apart this barrel. It's only a result of imbalance between people, nations, countries. Meaning, it's not going to do them any good. They can't do anything. What's interesting today is that all the elements by which humanity wanted to advance towards the good are now revealing themselves as the source of evil, the source of all the problems, all of them. Economics, industry, system of international finance, UNESCO, the UN, various organizations, nothing. Everything, almost all at once, is coming to a state of collapse. Except they're afraid to change anything, although they admit that everything is bad and harmful, but at least to exist like that. Because no one has an understanding of what to do. So, this is here the place where Kabbalists have to raise themselves and also to feel what is this vessel of humanity, and raise this vessel for man through them to the upper's upper.
If the deficiency of the world now is its helplessness, but they're crying about one thing, and Israel have to take that and to raise it to the upper, it's kind of a flip. What is that?
Because, as I said, the crisis is multifaceted. It's a multi-crisis. So you don't have exactly what to cry about. Rather, it's about everything. So the solution has to be where it brings a solution to the state in its in general. It's not that, oh, I have a solution to economics, I have a solution to industry, I have a solution in healthcare, a solution in ecology, or something. No, there isn't. All the systems that humanity has built have stopped working. They're being maintained, but just because there's no choice really. There's nothing better. But nevertheless, with each passing day, people understand that their existence is precarious, temporary. When will it end? No one knows. A tiny explosion somewhere, a match is lit, and everything goes into flames.
What do Israel have to do right now?
We need to do what's required of us to do, because we are responsible for keeping the world from exploding, from blowing up. On us depend the question of whether Third World War will take place or not.
We also don't exactly know what are we supposed to do.
We need to go towards connection, because through us the upper light comes to humanity. So we need to understand that we are that lock that closes, that locks in the upper light and doesn't let it pass through the opening towards the whole world. And that's why the whole world feels and thinks anti-Semitic thoughts against us, hatred. And we have to understand, and not just us, but all the people of Israel, anyone and everyone who has a tendency towards the Creator, it's also the spiritual people of Israel, and other than that, you have the corporeal people of Israel, who have the beginning already of the work of the Creator, and everybody has to start working. And the work is, first of all, as he writes in the a handmaid who inherits her mistress, the Messiah's shofar, that in addition to our correction, we have to care about the dissemination of the wisdom of the Kabbalah throughout the world. What will come out of it doesn't matter. I have to do it.
I can do it without understanding that I'm the lock.
You have to heed the advice of the great ones, the Kabbalists, and do it. Without understanding, of course you don't understand, and you also don't feel, but rather it's written and you do it. This is the highest level of action. Not that my will to receive obligates me or my intellect obligates me, rather the opinion of the great ones is what obligates me. This is called belief in our sages. Okay?
Rui from Croatia is asking, in the world there are two ideological approaches fighting each other, the liberal, the conservative, and Bala Sulam says that there is need for everything in the world. What's behind this? What is its purpose in creation?
I'm not going to criticize all those approaches. It's clear that both are under harsh, heavy and real criticism, relatively speaking, meaning none of them has the ability to salvage the world, even from the coming blow. there's a little more hope in the conservative approach that Trump presents. And the liberal approach has already gone bankrupt. With each passing day, everyone understands it more and more. But the problem is that the liberal approach is held by all the rich people, the government. It's close to their hearts. They grew up, they've established themselves on this liberal approach. That's why they're holding on to that, and they aren't letting the conservative approach, the pragmatic approach, do anything. But it's not gonna work. It's only the number of years of suffering that the world is capable of tolerating, and then it will all fall apart. I'm giving it no more than 2 years, let's say, until it'll blow up. The question is always, in what way will it blow up? Maybe it might be a kind of a small, weak explosion. Everyone understands that we have to take apart what was done and now move to a new stage, or it's going to be a big one and then it's going to be a big problem. Okay?
Baal HaSulam actually concludes everything here, saying that, as it says, the Creator did not find a vessel that can hold peace for Israel, but as it says, the Creator shall but peace. And in the meantime, we don't see that the Creator is giving anything to his people.
What do you see, his nation? Where is his nation, Israel? Oh, Israel, yeah. You?
We.
Who are we? Oh, forget about it. Oh, Yichud, unity. In what unity?
You need love of friends.
You need love of friends. Oh, you need, so when you need it, it will be. For the time being, you don't belong to the people of Israel, you're not even Jewish. The Jew that belongs to unity, the nation of Israel that belongs to Yashakel. What is Yashakel? Israel o Aita Kut Shebrichu. That is from the individual to the group and from the group to the Creator. Where is it? There's nothing. So don't get confused.
What I'm saying is that we can't do the work without the Creator's help.
So, start taking steps towards being Yeshakel, straight to the Creator, and towards unity. And then you'll see that the Creator will give strength, might to his nation.
You mentioned that we can force the Creator. Really force him. This is what we want to do.
Yeah, that's how it is.
How?
We, down here, obligate the Creator to act. My sons have defeated me.
Let's put it this way.
Through man. How the little kid obligates his big parents to work for him.
The kind of Congress we're going to have in Italy can force the Creator to take this step?
Of course.
How? What do we have to do?
When we unite, we'll demand it. The right thing.
Is it possible to do this?
Yes, without any question. Of course it's possible. We can connect, especially because it's Europe, and Europe is totally shattered and disappearing.
I think that the beauty is that not all people come with many years of experience and so on, but by uniting them, they can do the work.
It's possible, otherwise America on the one side and Russia on the other side, everyone will eat Europe up happily. What's the problem? China will help as well.
Why should they eat Europe?
Oh, so there will be something to eat. I'm telling you. Each one will slice a piece and eat.
This Congress, really.
Using this Congress without any advertising. When we assemble together, or concentrate, congregate, and our whole world kli also together with us, if we connect, even just a little bit, according to what is allowed, what is given from above, everything 100% is given. But from us, if a little bit we connect, there will be a good change in all the continents.
And then you can force the Creator?
You don't have to force him, he's willing.
But we have to somehow.
Yeah, he's willing to help. You're not letting him. What is the meaning of a lock? The light wants to enter, and you're locking it off, and you're not letting it in. You're not letting it in. I don't know what you're saying.
Daily task.
Daily task, okay, it's early. You know, next to the Mount of Meron, you can go up to the old synagogue. You know, it's kind of ruined. And there's a gate. You know, they say when this gate will fall, the Messiah will come. You know, so they put like this, metal foundation support so it wouldn't fall. Okay, everyone is ready for the Congress. Well,
at some point on the lesson you said that the difference between the path of penance and Torah is raising man, and we have the Congress where it's really felt that we know that we're going to connect. Everyone's ready, coming from all over Europe. Everyone feels ready, but we have another day and a half.
Did you write a letter to the participants of the Congress? We talked about it. No. Write it today. What are you expecting of them? What kind of a blessing are you sending them? What hope are you giving those who will be there? And our eyes are all on you, and so on and so forth. Do it. Compose such a letter. So it will awaken the hearts. Okay? Whoever of us knows how to write well, to excite. Choose them. Select them. Niv? Amit. Okay. In short, help one another. All right, write a few of those, and they should put it on the Congress page. People will have time to read it. Or maybe during the Congress we'll read it. The opening ceremony, perhaps, if there's such an appeal from the world kli, it's beautiful. It awakens, it excites the heart. Okay,
we can warm things up with a Mirror Congress. We have the details. There are 550 people that registered for the Congress that will take place here in the center in Petah Tikva. On the last day, we'll have 150 people. Thursday evening, will be 300 or more friends here. And today, we're going to send all the friends in Israel their tens, their random tens.
But these tens are for the whole, all the days?
They're per lesson. Every time we'll mix them, and all the friends from Israel will sit and mix tens.
Very good. This is easier here because we have one language.
Also, all around the world, there are gatherings. There's a special gathering in in Barranquilla, in Colombia, in Chile, in Santiago, in Mexico, in Tulancingo, in Guadalajara, in Sao Paulo. So really, friends are making a tremendous effort to be on the Congress. And also it's felt how the friend's heart is in Italy, how the friends are truly yearning and prepare themselves, and they're really, it's like a mother caring for your children. That's how they feel towards the friends in the Congress. I think we never felt something like this before. All the lessons, it's a completely different degree of care and concern.
Nice. Okay. No. We need to... They want to go to the daily task, please.
Daily task. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Bnei Baruch. Daily task. During the day, every friend thinks about the 10 and does what he can in order to raise, lift their spirits. Again, during the day, every friend thinks about the 10 and takes actions in order to raise their mood, spirits. And today, the Zohar at 6 p.m. And everyone's invited to an introductory to the introductory lectures that will take place around Israel today in Ra'anana and Or Akiva. For further details, contact us. And all as one, the World Kabbalah Congress in Europe. We're inviting all of our friends to the Europe, to the World Kabbalah Congress in Italy from the 27th to the 29th of July. For further details, yourcongress.info. Thank you very much.
לקראת הטוב, הרמוניה, גלים מתמזגים על קו החוף.
הרמוניה, אנחנו כמו קליפים על הסנטר,
שחורים ולבנים לב אל לב מתחבר.
הרמוניה זה כולנו יחד, לצמוח ולגדול בלי פחד. הרמוניה זה אתת לבני שיוצרים את מנגינת החיים.
Let's go.
Messiah.